today, we said, you know, instead of cooking a stew or any of those things, what if we had a styrofoam cup? Because what says fun more than a pressure cooker and a styrofoam cup? So here's what we did. We went to a viewer's home and got this video. Take a look.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
All right, so I think we found everything we need. We found a viewer that had a pressure cooker, a stove, and an unlocked back door. These are all the ingredients, all right? So here's what's going to have to happen. We put a little bit of water in the bottom of the pressure cooker, so we do that. And now I'm going to take this little Corningware and put it here, and now our styrofoam cup goes here. Put the lid on top. All right. And now the little thing here, and now we just set it over here, and we wait for about 10 minutes or so. What? All right, it's been about 10 minutes. This is perfect. We're gonna take it off over here, and very carefully, we have to release the pressure. So it's hot water, and now we release the pressure. And now for the big reveal.
What are you doing?
She was what a nice lady.
Nice lady.
And, and an unlocked back door.
It's called my sister-in-law, and she was okay with that. All right, so I just said, I need to kind of borrow the stove, if you don't. You ready for the big reveal?
I am. I want to see what happens.
So this is after about 10 minutes. Ready? Watch. Okay. Here it is. Right. Take a look. Go ahead. Pull it out.
Get out.
I'm serious. Take it out and take a look.
No way.
Yeah.
Is
there
that what happens?
Your miniature cup.
Look
isn't
at that,
that great?
Look
so
at this.
So this is how we started, and there's your miniature
you
cup.
Are kidding
it
me.
Literally, all of that vapor or pressure that's inside, that water vapor, presses and compresses all the little spaces that are in styrofoam. Styrofoam is called polystyrene. It has polystyrene. It's a polymer that has gas blown into it, and so that's what it looks like.
There's
when it's
that
completely
much
compressed.
Air in one.
There is. So you remember on the show before, we've taken this and put it in fingernail polish remover acetone, and you watched it dissolve. Well, we didn't want it to dissolve. I think it's really cool how it maintains the shape. And the secret, believe it or not, was this: when I just put it in the pressure cooker, because I've done this now many times today, I melted it. So I made this one, but that's a Christmas tree
ornament. It stays just perfect when it's in the
and
cup.
And this one melted as well, but we started here and so in a little larger pressure
cooker.
So you see what happens.
Yes.
But if it's set upright just like this, we get this great little science experiment where we compress the gases, and you can tell it's melted a little bit. If you leave it in too long, we'll completely melt. So there's kind of a science to it, a little trial and error. But and can I tell the viewers at home, extreme caution with a pressure cooker. So it's one of those things you have to be kind of careful
of. A cup for Mini-Me. Your friend's house and an unlocked back door, or a relative's house,
it's
even better.
It's a cup for scotch.
There you
That's
are.
What it is. Scotch. That's what it is.